Welcome to the Find Your Nutrition podcast. Here, we'll discuss nutrition for health, wellness, and energy for everyday life. What's up, everyone? I hope you're all doing well. Today's format is going to be a little bit different because I actually made my first YouTube video. So it's going to be the audio from the YouTube video, but if you do want to see the visual with it, I will leave a link to the YouTube video, Find Your Nutrition, in the description, and you can see it there. So I'll get right into the audio part. Okay, what's up, everyone? Today, I'm going to be giving you some examples of what you should really be eating and what you should be shopping for if you just found out you have prediabetes, or if you still have prediabetes and you haven't reversed it yet. And I want to give you some real examples. And here, I'm just going to go through some examples on Walmart. This is not an advertisement for Walmart at all. It's just one example of foods that you could be eating and foods you can be buying. You can probably find most of these foods at any of your local grocery stores. So I'm going to go over some of the mindset and some specific examples. But with prediabetes, it doesn't really matter exactly what diet you choose, whether it's paleo or Mediterranean or keto, or you can even do vegetarian or any of those kinds of diets. It doesn't really matter. It matters, can you stick to eating whole foods, stay away from processed foods, stay away from sugar and refined grains and things like that. So obviously what you want to be focusing on is real foods. And I'm going to go over some of that today. So some of that is just vegetables and meats and fish. You can also eat some grains and some starchy vegetables and some fruits and things like that. And even some dairy is also perfectly fine. So any of these foods really is going to be fine for you with prediabetes, especially berries are great. Oranges, you can eat whole oranges. Just the juice is what you have to be careful of. And something I was doing, for example, was drinking juice every day before I knew I had prediabetes. And that was something that spiked my blood sugars and caused a lot of problems. So when I found out I had prediabetes, and what I help my clients with now is to focus on eating whole fruits like oranges, but not drinking orange juice. And if you are going to drink orange juice, it's going to be on an occasion, and you know it's not something that's necessarily really healthy for you because it can spike your blood sugar. Fruits like this, tomatoes, vegetables are fine. Bananas also can spike your blood sugar a bit more. So if you do want to eat things like bananas, it's totally fine, of course, but eat it maybe with some healthy fats or some protein, maybe some almond butter or some cheese, for example. Also, grapes are one of the fruits that really can spike your blood sugar. So eat it as a dessert after a full meal, and that's going to help you reduce the spike that you have in blood sugar. So really, though, you don't have to avoid any fruits or any vegetables. You can eat all the leafy greens that you want. You can eat most of the fruits. If it's a fruit that has a lot more natural sugar, maybe eat it after a meal versus something like berries, like strawberries or blueberries or raspberries or blackberries. You can kind of snack on those anytime throughout the day that you want because they're not really going to spike your blood sugar. They don't have a lot of natural sugar in them. And you really won't get a big spike from that. I'll just click on fruits here for a second. Let's see if we can find anything else. Pineapple is fine. Avocados, great. Eat it as much as you want. And watermelon. Watermelon can also spike your blood sugar if you're eating it on an empty stomach. So just eat it with some cheese, for example, or after a meal as a dessert. And that's great. Also, mangoes have a good amount of natural sugar. Nectarines. So if you're eating a fruit that has more natural sugar, try eating it after a meal. And if you want something like lemons in your water, for example, it's a great alternative to drinking a glass of juice because you still get that taste from the lemon, but you don't get a lot of sugar. So let's go back. Let's see what else we can go and see other than the fruits. Okay, pantry staples. So a lot of these things, as someone who was just diagnosed with prediabetes, you're going to want to avoid. So pasta, for example, all of these pastas here are going to be white, refined grains, and really they're going to spike your blood sugar by a lot. So when you're reversing prediabetes, you really want to limit things like this: penne, barilla, white flour. It's really things that will spike your blood sugar. So don't eat it alone. If you are going to eat it, limit your portions and eat it with a lot of protein and healthy fats. So eat it with, a significant amount of chicken or beef or fish or something like that, and olive oil and things like that. So, if you do want to eat pasta, some of my favorite alternatives for someone with prediabetes would be red lentil pasta, which I don't see it here, but they have it in a lot of stores, or chickpea pasta. Red lentil is my favorite. It still tastes really great, but it has lots of fiber in it and it will fill you up much faster than normal pasta. So, you'll be satisfied and you'll eat a lot less naturally just because it fills you up really easily. Some salad dressings you really have to watch out for if you're diagnosed with prediabetes. So let's just click on this, for example, and let's look at the ingredients here. So right here, first ingredient is soybean oil, which is really something you want to avoid. You want to avoid all the vegetable oils if you have prediabetes, and honestly, for everyone. Things like that, if you see it in any of these packaged foods, you really want to avoid it and move on to something that has either olive oil or avocado oil. Those are the healthier fats, the healthier oils that you'll find in different products that you can buy. So you really have to watch out for a lot of the salad dressings and a lot of products like that, for example, ketchup. Let's see where we can find hidden sugars, for example. Ketchup might look innocent, but it's really not. You have corn syrup in here, you have natural flavors, which are not natural at all. And let's see, what else do we have? High fructose corn syrup, and a lot of things you don't want to be eating in here. Let's see just what the sugar content is. Let's go down. Maybe it shows it. Okay, here. So we have 4 grams of added sugar for just 1 tablespoon. So that's a lot of sugar for a very small amount. And yeah, you should find something for condiments like this that has less sugar. Definitely avoid high fructose corn syrup, not a food that you want to be eating if you have prediabetes. So if you focus on whole foods, meat, vegetables, fruit, dairy, cheese, things like that, it's going to be great for you. All of these packaged foods like this, like these snacks, for example, or ramen, they're all going to have things that you want to avoid. And I can just go in here on a random one and give you some real examples. So let's go to the ingredients. So enriched flour, vegetable oil, palm oil, things like that, and just tons of things here. There's so many that you really want to avoid, so many of these different ingredients, but just for a few is the enriched flour and the vegetable oils already there. It's things that you don't want to be eating. So if you do want to eat something like this, eat red lentil pasta. It's a much better choice for you. So I'll go over a few more examples here, and I can do more videos if you like this style in the future. But right before I get back to a few more of these examples, if you're looking more for motivation and mindset and really questions to your exact answers to your exact questions going through the process of prediabetes, I think the Find Your Nutrition Tribe, the community that I made for people with prediabetes, is really the best option for you. And I'm going to put a link to this findyournutrition.com/tribe in the what's it called? I'm going to put a link to this in the comments so you can go and check it out if you want. But here's just a quick video of what you'll find in the community. And basically, I put a lot of success stories of people who reverse prediabetes, and I help answer your questions. And people are really there to support each other through the process of reversing prediabetes. So if you want support in your journey of reversing prediabetes, this is an amazing community for you. I'm there to support you along the way, to answer your questions, and find the link in the comments. So let's just get into a few more foods here for this video. So just to get into cooking oils for a second, you don't want to be buying vegetable oils or things like that. You want to be cooking with either extra virgin olive oil or butter even, or avocado oil. Things like that are much, much better choices than vegetable oils or canola oil or anything like that. As we're talking about prediabetes, apple cider vinegar, a lot of people like to use that to lower their blood sugar levels a little bit. So what I recommend to some of my clients is just 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a tall glass of water 30 minutes before the meal that you eat with the most amount of carbs for the day. And that can really help you to lower your blood sugar levels. So let's go back and just see a few more foods here. Things like barbecue sauce, almost all of them have lots of sugar in them. Let's just click on this, Sweet Baby Ray's, and let's see if we can find the ingredients here. Total sugar, 17 grams and just 2 tablespoons. So that's even a lot more than the ketchup had. So things like that, you really want to avoid when you have prediabetes. And sauces like tahini can be great alternatives to this for people with prediabetes and for anyone. Honestly, if you reduce your sugar intake throughout the day, you can really increase your energy so much, and it's really life-changing. Like any of the symptoms you might have from prediabetes, like tiredness or tiredness after meals, or there's tons of different symptoms that you may have, it'll all go away once you reverse prediabetes. And reducing your sugar intake can really be one of the big steps you can do to help you with that. So let's look at Velveeta, for example. I used to love this, but it's really, really not a good thing to be eating at all. Enriched macaroni product, wheat flour, all of these things, natural flavors and colors, it's just not healthy for you at all. There's no nutrients in there. It's just a bunch of carbs without really any fiber. 49 grams of carbs per serving with only 1 gram of fiber. You can do much better with that, with lentils or beans or real food, you know. All of these things, like in packages with tons of ingredients, that's not real food. Focus on real food. And you can get things in cans, for example, or you can get even frozen items. Let's see, frozen here. Let's see what we can find. There's lots of different things in the frozen aisle that you can eat that are really great. For example, just frozen vegetables. Let's see what we can find. Okay. So I don't mean, when I say frozen, I don't mean get frozen ice creams or things like that. Things like that you shouldn't be eating in your journey to reversing prediabetes. Maybe once in a while, once every few weeks after eating dinner as a treat, it's fine. But focus on real foods. You can find lots of frozen vegetables, like green beans, for example, where it's just green beans, or just frozen meats that you can defrost and make. And those are going to be really your best options there. So I think that's going to be it for this video. Let's do this again, though. If you like this format, I'll go through way more foods. We only got through a very small handful today. If you want to join the community, go ahead and do that. I'd love to see you there. I really give a lot of support to anyone who joins this community. And I am actually Find Your Nutrition. That's the name of this channel. So give it a subscribe, give it a follow. On another video, I can look at more foods either from Walmart, or you can suggest another story that you want me to review some of the foods, and I'll be happy to do that. See you next time.